Minnesota News Network, I'm Tasha Radel. The Senate is taking up a comprehensive gun violence prevention package today before session. DFL Senator Ron Latz says this vote is important because voters will finally know where their lawmakers stand on the record for banning assault rifles and high-capacity magazines.
That's fair information for the people to know. I can't imagine, frankly, any more important vote that we're going to be taking this legislative session, because quite literally lives are on the line with these decisions here today.
Wright County authorities say two women were struck by a car Sunday afternoon in Rockford, west of the Twin Cities, and one died at the scene. Deputies say the victims were on a sidewalk when they were hit by a teenage driver from Cologne. One of the pedestrians was trapped under the vehicle and was freed by deputies and firefighters but didn't survive. The other woman suffered significant leg injuries and was taken to the hospital. The accident is still under investigation. Minnesota gubernatorial candidate Senator Amy Klobuchar is rolling out a plan to modernize state government and deliver faster, more accessible services for Minnesotans. Klobuchar says it's time for state government to modernize. She says when you order a pizza from Domino's, you can track your order from start to finish.
Some county workers are using computers that still have blinking cursors, like back in the days, like when kids in decades ago played that game Oregon Trail. If we're going to use the power of modern technology to not just catch fraud, but to deliver some great results for Minnesotans.
A pilot is okay after landing a single-engine plane on Highway 61 in Duluth. Officers say the plane had an apparent engine malfunction around 2 o'clock Saturday and landed near Brighton Beach. Police and state troopers were able to push the plane off the roadway and into a grassy area. Federal investigators were notified about the incident. In other headlines, as Small Business Week gets underway, residents across Minnesota are being called on to back small businesses, reinforcing the impact of keeping dollars close to home. Minnesota Retailers Association President Bruce Newstead.
Our small businesses and retail are just such a resilient community. You think about how they handled some down economies and the pandemic, and I mean, it's a great fleet of survivors. And they're just so grateful when Minnesotans show up at their doorstep and spend a couple of dollars.
The National Transportation Safety Board and Renville County authorities are investigating after a plane made an emergency landing in a field near Fairfax. Officials say the 25-year-old pilot, Cole Kramer from Seneca, Kansas, was able to safely land the small aircraft without sustaining damage Saturday afternoon. Kramer had three passengers and no one on board was injured. Sheriff's deputies say the Cessna 182C was flying from Kansas to Brainerd when the engine lost power. This is MNN.